This is program number LW2321. Well, two men, Arnold Dobson and Harold Most, and Harold's boy, Harold Jr., died not too many months ago out in treacherous Death Valley. It was the tremendous heat of the summer sun that killed them, and the tragedy of their deaths is that help was not that far away. Hi, this is Larry West. Here's the story. Sheriff deputies found their bodies several miles from one another. One was found 7 miles from their abandoned car. The next one they found was 14 miles from it, and the third one was 17 miles away from it. Deputy Red Landegram said, "They were kind of strung out like a black line. The heat turned them black." What happened was, in leaving their stranded car to seek help, the two men and the boy had tragically headed in the wrong direction, going toward a ranch house they had passed 30 miles back. What they didn't know was, just 1 mile in the other direction was a grove of willow trees and a spring. You know, there are too many of us honest and sincere people who say it doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you are honest and sincere about it. We say that defending our religion. I guess, personally speaking, I've heard it 1,000 times. It's strange, though. We don't believe it in any other area of our lives. These two men and the boy believed the nearest help was 30 miles back. They were honest and sincere about it. They staked their lives on it. And believing it, they died. It matters. Shed a tear for Jimmy Brown, for Jimmy is no more. What Jimmy thought was H2O was H2SO4. You know, the Bible gives some, well, I like to call life and death statements. In other words, they are so clear that, well, frankly, you'd have to have help to misunderstand them. For example, it's Jesus Christ himself who says, "Except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Now, according to God, does it matter what you believe? You can count on it. From his own mouth, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Now, you see, it doesn't matter how honest and sincere you may believe in something else. If you don't believe that Jesus is who he says he is, you're going to die in your sins. It's also Jesus who said on another occasion, "No man comes to the Father but by me." Now, does it matter what you believe? Too many cast out Jesus. You can take him or leave him, they say. You can make it through meditation or through Mary or through Buddha, or you can just flat leave out Jesus and anyone else altogether. Does it matter what you believe? It matters. Years ago, when a patient would fall sick, doctors would bleed him, trying to get the poison out of his system to make him well. They were honest and sincere. Did it matter? The janitor at the First Security Bank in Boise, Idaho, accidentally put a box of 8,000 checks worth $840,000 on a trash table not long ago, and a nightmare occurred. The operator of the paper shredder dutifully dumped the contents into his machine, cutting them into quarter-inch shreds and dumping them into the garbage can outside the bank. Most of the checks had been cashed at the bank and were awaiting shipment to a clearinghouse. Most of them were unrecorded. The bankers could not know who paid what to whom. Now, the janitor was a sincere fellow, doing his job as best as he knew how. Did it matter? Come on now. In every area of our lives, it takes more than just being honest and sincere. It matters what we are honest and sincere about. It matters what we believe. By the way, 50 employees worked in 2 shifts for 6 hours daily inside 6 rooms, sifting, plucking, matching, and pasting like finalists in a jigsaw puzzle Olympics until they recovered the money. Listen, when it comes right down to it, it matters what we believe. We know that. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? That tells many of the what's in the Bible that we must believe in our honesty and sincerity. What is the Gospel? That's the name of it. What is the Gospel? I'd sure like to send it to you. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, 2 words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.